Hello.
Hi, how can we help you?
Dr. Wallach, I'm so happy that I got on the air and be able to speak with you. I've been researching your work day and night for the last few days, and I'm calling to ask you questions about my husband.
Okay.
His medical issues are he has very low platelets, has shortness of breath, and prediabetes, and he's anemic. His platelets right now are at 61, and they've been decreasing for the last 3 to 5 years.
Okay. And what do the doctors say about that?
Well, he's been to a hematologist, and they suspect that it's myelodysplastic syndrome, MDS.
I'm very familiar with it. Yeah, that's very common. It's called myelofibrosis or myelodysplastic. Okay, but what that means is
yes.
bone marrow
right.
is
it's a
filling
bone,
up with scar tissue and squeezing out the cells and actually make red blood cells, platelets, and white blood cells. I'm very familiar with it.
Okay, well, they suspect it's that, but in order to confirm, they have to do a bone marrow test, which he's canceled a number of times.
Good. How long ago was the first one they suggested? A year ago? 5 years ago?
No, the last one they suggested was last year, and he's scheduled them, but we are convinced that we can beat this ourselves instead of going in for a bone marrow.
Okay, well, let me ask you a couple of questions, and I'll be able to give you some advice here.
Okay.
How old is your husband?
He's 76 years old. He's 6'1" and weighs 230 pounds.
Okay. Does he have any other issues like arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure?
He's pre-diabetic. He's 5 points mm-hmm. from being diabetic, but I think because of the diet, we've given him a tremendous mm-hmm. amount of carrot and beet juice,
mm-hmm.
and we thought that might help the platelets, but it mm-hmm. didn't. Just
sure.
give him a tremendous.
But
amount
and you
of
say he's anemic. Well, being anemic can give you shortness of breath because if you don't have enough red blood cells, you can't carry enough oxygen. Also,
right. His
wait a minute. Wait a minute.
0.99.
Okay. Wait a minute. Now, let me ask you, did he ever have any asthma or bronchitis as a kid or an adult?
He does as an adult because he is a big cigar smoker.
So he does have asthma, okay. And did he ever have
bronchitis.
Any skin problems?
He calls it a lot of phlegm and bronchitis.
Yes. Okay. I don't care what you call it, but we're talking about, you know, this chronic lung disease of the bronchi. Okay. And so then does he have any skin problems, any eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or rosacea?
No.
Okay. Does he have any bowel problems, constipation, diarrhea? Did he ever get diagnosed with irritable bowel syndrome or colitis or anything like that?
He had diverticulitis, but we beat that, and that was 12 years ago.
Okay. Well, here's the reason why I'm asking you that. When you have diverticulitis, you have bronchitis or asthma. He's got osteoporosis is what causes the myelofibrosis or myelosclerosis, myelodysplasia. They're all kind of the same thing. They're a secondary cause. It's not a primary disease. It's a secondary disease to osteoporosis, which is a mineral deficiency. Your husband and yourself and everybody living in the household, mother-in-law, kids, renter, dog, cat, bird, fish, everybody's got to be gluten-free, drop-dead gluten-free. No wheat, barley, rye, or oats in the house. Absolutely. That's going to help him with absorption of nutrients here. It's going to speed up the process. He also needs to stay away from inflammatory things, which contribute to the bone marrow problems. And that would be fried foods, no fried foods whatsoever, absolutely no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. It means no deli slices, sandwich meats, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami, pepperoni, jerky, corned beef, spam. Absolutely no oils, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, mayonnaise, such as cooking oils, and no gluten. Again, no wheat, barley, rye, oats. There are no such things as gluten-free oats. The gluten in oats is called gliadin, so they play a word game with you. And then I'd have them take two of the Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month. Two healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I'd also get an extra bottle of Osteo FX Plus, so you can take a third ounce at bedtime, a third ounce of the Osteo at bedtime in a glass of water. I would also have them take three of the vitamin D3 capsules three times a day, three at breakfast, three at lunch, three at dinner. It would be three bottles a month of the vitamin D3 capsules. I'd also have them take, because of the prediabetes, two bottles a month of what we call Sweet Ease. You can take three at breakfast, three at dinner time. That's two bottles a month. And that's going to support and promote healthy blood sugar levels and support and promote healthy sugar and carbohydrate metabolism at the cellular level. And because he has all this stuff going on in his bone marrow, and I do believe it's due to osteoporosis, which is not unusual. Men actually get osteoporosis more frequently and more severely than women do. There's a false theory that osteoporosis occurred in women because of menopause. That was nonsense. But I go ahead and actually get him what we call Immortalium, which actually will encourage the stem cells of the bone marrow to make more platelets and make more red blood cells and more white blood cells. And the shortness of breath, as the anemia goes away, should get better. But just the omega-3s and the healthy brain and heart packs, and he'll take the EFA pluses, three at breakfast and dinner, the three EFAs at breakfast and dinner. So that's going to give him 12 total a day of those capsules. I take 18 a day because I fly so much. I don't want to get a pulmonary embolism or blood clot or anything like that. And that's going to help him with his respiration. And then give me a call every 2 weeks here on the Let's Play Doctor, and we'll walk you guys through this. I see this literally thousands of times a year. It's a very common problem. And oftentimes doctors will misdiagnose it as multiple myeloma, which is a bone marrow cancer. But it sounds more like myelosclerosis, myelofibrosis, and of course, a bone marrow test will just tell you what you already know, that the bone marrow cells are being replaced with connective tissue.